Throughout the coronavirus lockdown, we have been highlighting some of the pioneering work that's been going on at the universities and leading research establishments here on our doorstep, just to try and help us all tackle the pandemic. Staff from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine have been regular guests here on Breakfast, and they've given us a lot of comfort, to be fair, as well. A lot of reassurance, too. Now, a consortium led by the school has been awarded almost £20 million of funding to try and find new treatments for infectious diseases. Professor Janet Hemingway from the School of Tropical Medicine joins me on the line now. Professor, morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
This is a serious amount of cash, isn't it?
It's even better than that. So we have the funding that you talked about from the government, but we're actually leveraging another £90 million of funding.
Well, we seem to have lost Professor. Are you there, Professor? You disappeared. We'll try and get Professor Janet back on there as well. She was just about to say, I thought 20 million was a fair cut, but adding another 90 million, I think she may be back.
You
back,
line,
Professor?
Tony.
Yes, we've got you now. You just disappeared for a second there. So you were just about to say 20 million. We've got another 90 coming.
We have another 90, so that's coming from donors like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's coming from industrial input from companies like Pfizer. And the idea of this is that we work collaboratively with the larger consortium to develop new diagnostics, treatments and things to prevent various infectious diseases, not just coronavirus, but other infectious diseases like TB, or new antibiotic development.
Because these have not gone away. You know, many older people will certainly remember, you know, the TB situation too. There seems to be a new disease, and still some of the old ones are still kicking around waving, saying, don't forget about me. That seems to be the case. That's nature.
Absolutely.
Though, isn't it?
And the drugs that we have for some of those older diseases are starting to fail. So we need to make sure that pipeline of new treatments is always refreshed. And we believe there were better ways of doing it. So in developing the new platforms to actually create these new drugs, we will work with multiple different companies, but it will actually allow us to create these things in a quicker, faster and cheaper way than we have been able to do previously. And so what we're hoping is that eventually we will be able to increase the amount of research and development activity in the Liverpool City region and Cheshire and Warrington from the current level of about £2 billion a year up to about £3 billion a year.
In ordinary times, if we forget the whole pandemic that we're going through at the moment, how long would it have taken you to secure that kind of money anyway?
To be honest, we did this before coronavirus. So
right, okay.
We started this process of applying for this funding back in September, before COVID and everything else was coming through. And so this has been in the pipeline for quite some time. We think that coronavirus, unusually in many ways, is actually going to increase the amount of funding we will then continue to leverage on these platforms.
Yeah, it's the bigger picture, isn't it? It's an incredible amount of money. But when you put it against what coronavirus has done, not only to people's lives, but if we strip it away to the money side of things, to the economy, and we look at numbers, you know, it's a drop in the ocean.
Absolutely. But I think if we can make sure that the Liverpool City region is really the epicentre of research and development in this area, then it should be good news for the city in terms of new jobs, new activity ongoing.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we can get lots of people involved, and people will see this as a great career track within the city region.
It certainly would be, yeah. Is there a pressure to deliver when you find out that you've secured this kind of funding?
There's always a pressure to deliver, but that's part of the fun of it. And you don't get this kind of money, to be honest, unless you have a good reputation for delivering. So I'm sure with the partners that we've got on board, that this is going to be a great program and will be very prominent, both in the UK and internationally as well, for the impact that it has in terms of developing new treatments.
And working with other organisations, we've seen this, haven't we, even on a local level. I mean, we're all aware of each other's organisation and what we do. But I'll say it again, and I've said it a few times, we've been really proud how the whole region has come together to work together for the greater good.
That's absolutely true. So the idea of this consortium is that working together, we're better than the sum of our parts. And I hope it will be a long-term collaborative programme that we will set up with not only the higher education institutions in the Liverpool City region, but also some of the bigger companies like Unilever, and across into Cheshire and Warrington, where we've got the AMRC Centre developing new antimicrobials, and Evotec, who are developing new models for developing new drugs.
We've all known that you've been here in the city for such a long time, and there's been a fair few people who know exactly what you do, but there would have been a hell of a lot more who didn't really know what went on behind the doors of the school there. But in the last 3 or 4 months, you know, have you found that your profile, it's not been done for profile, but, you know, people have... They want to find out about you now. The more aware of the importance of what you do because of COVID.
I think so. I mean, until then, very often our outward face was the clinic where people came and got their jab before they went off on holiday.
Yeah.
And so they saw us as a trop shop who were providing a service that way. And clearly we do. But we're so much more than that. And I think people are starting to understand that now.
And funding packages like this are really important at a time when there are incredible amounts of organisations who are just trying to survive and secure financial aid. It's difficult, isn't it?
Absolutely. But again, the more we can leverage this, so the better for everybody. And I think if we can bring in international funding through, I won't say a small amount, but a modest amount in terms of what it costs to do these sort of activities from the government, then everybody is going to benefit.
Mm. And just on a personal note for you, if I may, what's it been like for you and your colleagues going through this? Because it's been a real learning curve, isn't it? You know, educationally, but emotionally as well. What's that been like?
I think it's been quite tough. But everybody working at the school works there because we want to make a difference to health. And so people have just said, well, what can I do? And how can I best do that? And we've been very well placed to actually make an impact, both clinically in terms of developing new diagnostics, supporting the vaccine trials. You've heard an awful lot of this through your programme with the different people that you've had on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's been a busy time for people in the school, and all of us have tried to do our bit in terms of sorting out this pandemic and making sure as we go forward that as and when new viruses come into the human populations, we don't have to face this sort of huge problem again.
Yeah, we've learned a lot, haven't we, in such a short space of time. Professor, I'm going to leave you to your day because you've got a lot of money to count.
Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. There's Professor Janet Hemingway from the School of Tropical Medicine. It's funny, she said, because if you ever wanted to go away on holiday, I mean, I never did, but you always heard of people, we're going to Africa or we're going to, Malaysia or wherever. You've got to get your jabs.
Yeah, the certain ones you've got to have,
haven't
you've
got to go to the School of Tropical Medicine and get your jabs. The Trop Shop, she called it as well.
The Trop Shop,
yeah,
isn't that wonderful?
Brilliant, that's brilliant, that. But, yeah, over £100 million worth of funding.
Fantastic. So well-deserved, isn't
it? I wonder if it's gone into an account and somebody's got a card and they go, I'm just going to have a look at the balance.
Just count the notes.
Just because I can. I just put your card in the machine and go, what would you like? Would you like a withdrawal? Would you like to check a statement? It was like a mini statement. Yeah, I'll have a mini statement.
Print statement.
Have a print statement. Last 5 or 6 transactions, £110 million. Ooh.
That is a lot of notes,
lot
isn't
of notes,
it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's printed. All the notes have gone off the edge of the edge of the little till slip. That's the way.
I just love that you finished that interview with, I better let you go. You've got
a lot of money to
count.
It's true, isn't it? Yeah.
One,
I remember
two.
Getting one of my first paychecks and it was for £18.50.
Oh.
And it was a YOP, Youth Opportunity, a YTS. It used to be called the Youth Opportunities Programme. And then it went on to YTS, which was youth. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, and I remember getting a check. Right, and you had to work a week in hand. So I got a check and I went, like, I just kept looking at the check. I went, I've got 18.50.
And it's all mine.
It's all mine. I've got to get to Gans Gear in the precinct.
Oh, my goodness.
And get myself a denim shirt with pearl buttons for like for 17 quid.
So you knew how to spend that paycheck.
Went, oh, I'll tell you what, reality bit. I went, oh, where's me keep? Where's me keep? What's keep?
Uh-oh.
What's keep? You've got a lot to learn, my friend.
BBC Radio Merseyside.